Welcome in. Today we're building that swung, old school jungle and drum and bass drum bus, but with a workflow that feels modern and fast in Ableton Live 12, automation first. Because here's the truth, old school swing isn't a single groove setting, it's micro timing, ghost notes, and bus movement that evolves over 16, 32, even 64 bars. The goal is not a perfect 4-bar loop. The goal is drums that roll, breathe, and feel slightly dangerous, while still hitting with modern punch. By the end, you'll have a break doing the groove and texture, one shots doing the anchoring, a tight stock drum bus chain, and a few automation lanes that make your arrangement feel performed instead of copy-pasted. Alright, let's set the session up. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I'm going to sit at 172, because it's a sweet spot for classic rolling without feeling rushed. Now create your tracks. Make an auto track called Break for something like an Amen. Think. Or hot pants style loop, then MIDI tracks for kick and snare using one shots. Optionally add hats or perk if you want extra program tops. Select those tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group drum bus. This group is going to be the nerve center for processing and automation. Now let's choose and prep the break, because the break is your swing engine. Drop your break loop into the break track. 1 bar, 2 bars, 4 bars, any of those are fine. For warp mode, start in beats. Beats Warp is usually the most break-friendly because it keeps transients snappy. In the clip, set Preserve to Transients. If your break needs it, enable Transient Loop mode for crispness. Then right-click and choose Warp from here, straight, on the first clean downbeat. And here's an old-school mindset that will save you. Don't overcorrect the drummer. You're not trying to grid the life out of it. Get the bar line alignment solid. Fix only obvious flams that actually fight your layers. And leave a little grime breathing. Your one shots are going to be your modern anchor. Next up, we create a swing grid that feels like jungle. We'll do it in 2 layers, groove pool for global feel, then manual micro timing for the real sauce. Open the groove pool. Grab an MPC style swing, something like MPC 16 swing 55 through 60 as a starting point. Jungle often likes 56 to 62 depending on how hectic the break is. Apply the groove to the break clip first. If you have a hats or perk clip, apply a lighter amount to that, but don't automatically slap the same groove on everything. If kick, snare, hats, and break all swing hard, it turns into mush. In the groove settings per clip, start with timing around 10 to 25. Velocity, keep it tiny, like 0 to 10, just enough to humanize. Random, maybe 2 to 8, and be careful because random can make your hats feel drunk if you push it. Bass, try 1/16 for that classic shuffle. Sometimes 1/8 can be chunkier, but 1/16 is the usual jungle pocket. Now the manual micro timing layer. This is where we stop thinking in percent swing and start thinking in milliseconds. Like an editor, pick one element to own the pocket. Most of the time, that's your snare layer. Your layered snare is the timekeeper. Everything else is allowed to lean around it. On your snare MIDI clip, keep the main hits on 2 and 4 mostly on grid. Don't mess with those unless you really know why. Then add ghost snares quietly and nudge those a little late. A good target range is +6 to +18 milliseconds. That late drag is the pull. On your hats or perk MIDI clip, do the opposite. Nudge off hats slightly early, around -4 to -12 milliseconds. That's the push. When hats push and ghosts drag, you get tension. That tension is the roll. And a practical tip. If you feel lost, commit to a range. Don't let yourself nudge one ghost to a mess. Another 25 ms, another 9 ms. Consistency across the tune is what makes it feel like a drummer, not like random editing. Now we layer one shots to modernize the break without killing the vibe. On the kick track, load a punchy DNB kick into simpler. Set voices to 1. Turn warp off because it's a one shot. Write a pattern that supports the break, not fights it. Usually kick on the 1, then syncopated hits that follow the break's accents. Think reinforce the downbeat. Reinforce the groove highlights and let the break do the chatter. On the snare track, load a snare with a strong transient. You can layer a snare and clap if you like, but keep it focused. Put strong hits on 2 and 4. Then add very quiet ghosts, like velocity 20 to 45, around the inner hits of the break. Don't add ghosts just because jungle has ghosts. Add them to create a phrase. Here's a cool old school phrasing trick. Make a 2-bar call and response. For example, bar 1 has 1 ghost leading into 2 and 1 ghost after 4. Bar 2 has 2 quick ghosts leading into 2 and none after 4. Now your swing lives in phrasing, not just timing. Before we process the bus, quick layering sanity check. If you ever feel like your layered kick or snare sometimes loses weight, that's often phase or micro-alignment. Don't fix that by retiming the MIDI. Instead, nudge the one-shot start in simpler by a tiny amount, even 1 to 20 samples, not milliseconds. You're aligning transients, not rewriting the groove. All right, drum bus processing, talk devices, old school flavor, and we're going to keep it purposeful. On the drum bus group, at EQ 8 first, high pass at about 25 to 35 hertz. Not because you hate low end, but because you want headroom and you don't need subsonic junk. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 by maybe 1 to 3 dB with a medium Q. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz can calm the brittle edges. Next, add drum bus. This is your glue and smack tool. Start drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch, keep it low, 0 to 10, because it can get fizzy fast. Boom around 10 to 30, and set boom frequency around 50 to 65 if you want that classic thump. But be careful, boom can fight your bass line. If your bass is heavy, you might keep boom subtle or off. Damp around 10 to 30 to tame top end. Transient, try plus 5 up to plus 20 if you need more snap. Or go negative if it's getting too clicky. And always level match the output so you're not preferring it just because it's louder. After drum bus, add saturator. Mode, analog clip. Drive plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is where you get that warmish edge and density. If it gets fuzzy, back the drive down and lean on drum bus instead, or vice versa. Don't just stack distortion and hope. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient still hits. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto. Ratio 2:1 for subtle, 4:1 for more aggressive. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. We want movement, not a flattened brick. Finally, utility. This is for gain staging and control. A really smart move is mapping utility gain so you can /be the whole bus processing at matched loudness. Old school crunch is incredibly easy to fall in love with because it's louder. Level match, and you'll make better decisions. Optional. If your low punch needs to stay centered, reduce width a bit, like 10 to 30%, but don't collapse your whole drum image unless you mean to. You typically want wide tops and centered low punch. Now the core of the lesson. Automation first workflow. Instead of perfecting a loop for an hour and then trying to arrange it, we're going to build the arrangement energy with automation from the start. Think like a mix engineer and do automation in passes. Three passes. First pass is the energy pass. That's drive, threshold, and send levels. Second is the clarity pass. That's small filter moves or tiny EQ adjustments when things get crowded. Third is the drama pass. That's mutes, stutters, and reverb throws. Doing it in passes prevents that messy spaghetti automation that looks impressive but doesn't translate. So, energy pass first. On the drum bus, automate drum bus drive. In the intro or verse, keep it lower, like 6 to 8%. When the drop hits, push it up, maybe 10 to 15. On fills or transitions, spike it briefly, maybe 15 to 20, just for a bar or a beat. To add attitude, next automate glue compressor threshold. In drops, you can lower the threshold a bit so it grabs more, but try not to exceed about 4 dB reduction most of the time. In breakdowns or intros, pull it back so the drums open up, then automate the break itself. And this is where people forget how powerful clip automation is. In the break clip, automate tiny start offset changes. Micro changes can create entirely new groove patterns without changing samples. Automate clip gain accents for mini pushes. And if you add something like auto filter on the break track, automate cutoff to move between dusty and distant and in your face. And remember, you want sections that feel like the drummer played harder, not like a plugin changed. Now let's add push and pull with parallel returns, because old school rave energy loves parallel. Create two return tracks. Return A is parallel smash. Put a glue compressor on it, ratio 10:1. Attack 1 millisecond, release auto and push it hard, like 10 dB gain reduction. Then saturator drive plus 6 to plus 12, soft clip on. Then EQ 8, with a high pass at about 120 Hz, so your parallel doesn't crush and distort the sub. That high pass is non-negotiable if you want tight low end. Send your drum bus to this return lightly, somewhere around minus 20 to minus 10 dB, depending on taste. And automate the send amount. Bring it up in fills, transitions, and drop peaks. Pull it down when the bass gets busy so you don't mask the groove. Return B is room or rave air. Add hybrid reverb. Use a short room, decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the hit stays punchy. After the reverb, EQ8, high pass 250 to 400. If it's harsh, dip somewhere around 4 to 7 kHz. Automate the room send up in intro so the drums feel like they're in a space, and down in drop so the drums feel tight and loud. If you want a more advanced, really clean version of this, put a gate after the reverb on the room return, and sidechain the gate from the dry break or snare. That way the reverb opens on hits and closes between them. You get air without smearing the swing. Now let's lay this into a practical arrangement, because swing only matters if it survives past 4 bars. Build a 32-bar mini arrangement. Bars 1 through 9. Intro. Use hats and a filtered break. Room send higher. Drive lower. Bars 9 through 17. Bring in the snare layer and ghost notes. Keep your main snare stable. Let the break and hats do the moving. Bars 17 through 25. Full drop. Drive up. Parallel smash up slightly. Room tighter. Bars 25 through 33. Variation. Change the break clip start offset or swap to a second break clip with slightly different groove settings. This is the two groove method. Clip A tighter, clip B looser. Alternate every 8 or 16 bars so it never feels copy-pasted.